think that this is a very important point. I think a very important point because it has to do with how the peer review system functions, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens then is that it's very much a matter of what your reputation is. And it's a little bit the way it is in the field of art. I don't know if you have read about the experiments where they would take a painting of somebody,
mm-hmm.
Modigliani paintings, you know, and they would put some unknown name there and put a ridiculous price, $18.
Right.
Let's say $18, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But if it were sold as a Modigliani painting, then we would bring $1 million.
Right.
And so the problem is this. You submit a proposal, and you find that if you are Professor X, you know, who has a reputation, this, that, and so forth, influential person, then the probability that that proposal will be funded is much, much higher than when the same thing is submitted by some unknown person.
I see.
And so what happens is this. In the case of something that's controversial, like fuzzy logic, then, the peer review system does not function well.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens then, proposals sent to people who don't know what fuzzy logic is, or hostile to fuzzy logic for one reason or another. And many people have been sending comments of the reviewers to me. In other words, they would have the proposal turned down. They would send me comments. So I have a collection of these things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the proposal, there would be ridiculous comments. For example, something saying that it has been proved that fuzzy logic has no practical application. I mean, the person doesn't even know what fuzzy logic is.
Mm-hmm.
But he would say something like that. And these days, it is sufficient to have just one negative review, you know, to blackball the whole thing.